Australian singer-songwriter Missy Higgins is my guest today. She's from Melbourne, home of a lot of fine singer-songwriters in Australia, and home of an influential radio station called Triple J that was a big part of Missy's huge success. I started our interview off by asking her about the beginnings of her career.
The first song on the album, All For Believing, was basically the first real song that I ever wrote and the first demo that I ever recorded. My sister sent a recording of that into a radio station competition in Australia. And that's pretty much how I got started.
And you weren't even at home when they started, when you got the call, right? Or
no, well, I went to boarding school. So I was in grade 12 of boarding school. And, yeah, I got the phone call from the lady.
Well, it's a pretty amazing song. But I understand this is also something kids don't try this at home. You wrote it, like, at the last minute for an assignment?
Yeah, I mean, every assignment at school I left to the last minute. That was just something that I did really well. So, yeah, it was due in that day. So I think I used the recess and lunch period just to write this quick song, and that's what came out.
Well, it's a good one. Can you maybe do that to start our session off?
Yeah, sure.
Your defenses and come into my arms. I'm all for believing, I'm all for believing. I'm all for believing if you can reveal the true colors within. Know you blanket your mind so much that I am blind, but I see you painted your soul into your God. I'm all for believing, I'm all for believing, and I need to know just how you feel to comfort you. Need to find the key to let me in into your heart, to find your soul. Pull back the shield between us and I'll kiss you. Drop your defenses and come into my. I'm all for believing if you can reveal the true colors within, and say you will be there for me to hold when the faith grows old and life turns cold. When faith grows old and life turns cold. So if you're cold, I will stay. Maybe fate will guide the way. I believe in what I see, and baby, we were meant to be. Just believe, just believe, just believe, and trust it.
It's All For Believing from our guest today, Missy Higgins, the first song she wrote in high school. You were a piano student before that, I assume.
Yeah, I'd been learning classical piano since I was about six.
Well, I wrote that song. Of course, you got to ask if there was an inspiration for that song, a specific person it was to at that moment.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was about my first love in high school. You know.
And what did he think of it when it kind of blew up?
Well, I remember playing it to him, actually, the first time that I recorded it. And I played it to him in my bungalow out the back of my house. And I think he was a bit embarrassed because it's a pretty, you know, it's pretty full-on thing.
Definitely.
To have your girlfriend write about you. So I think he was flattered.
Well, you know, you also did something that, to me, that seems kind of brave and kind of smart, which is not something that people exhibit at any age, let alone when they're young, which is when All for Believing kind of broke and you won the songwriting contest that Triple J had, or the radio station in Australia, you did what a lot of Australians do, which is like, isn't it a very common thing for people at the end of high school just to go travel around the world?
Yeah, I mean, we call it a gap year. Basically, people take a gap between high school and university and go traveling for a year, although I didn't end up going to university, obviously. But I went backpacking around Europe, and it was just the best time of my life. I mean, I made that decision just because I knew that I wasn't ready to go headfirst into the music industry, headfirst into making an album. I hardly had any songs, and I hadn't experienced life to the fullest yet.
Now, did you end up writing when you were on that trip?
I did. I wrote. I released an EP in Australia when I got back from with one of the songs that I wrote in Italy. But I didn't write too much because I ended up leaving my guitar on a train and the baggage carousel on a train on the way from Italy to Spain.
So, well, while you were on that backpacking trip, it turns out that a version of your song made its way to KCRW and started getting played, and I understand that's how your record deal came about.
Yeah, while I was backpacking, I think I was actually in London at the time, I got an email from my manager saying that somehow, you know, people had hold of my song All for Believing in America and were playing it on the radio. That had generated some interest amongst the record companies in LA, and they wanted to fly me over and do a showcase.
So quickly, write songs, go do showcase, get album deal. Unbelievable. I know there was an EP in between that single, another EP in between that single and this album, The Sound of White, which was centered around the song Scar, which is just a gorgeous song that people here are really, really loving. I was wondering, could you do that one?
Yeah, sure. I've got my guitarist, Josh Cunningham, here. He's going to play guitar with me.
He left a card at bar of soap and a scrubbing brush next to a note that said, use this down to your bones. And before I knew, I had shiny skin and I felt easy being clean like him. I thought, this one knows better than I do. A triangle trying to squeeze through a circle. He tried to cut me so I fit. Doesn't that sound familiar? Doesn't that hit too close to home? Doesn't that make you shiver? The way things could have gone. Doesn't it feel peculiar? But everyone wants a little more. So that I do remember to never go that far. Could you leave me with a scar? So the next one came with a bag of treats. She smelled like sugar and spoke like the scenes you told me don't. Trust them, trust me. Then she pulled in my stitches one by one, looked at my insides, clicking her tongue, and said, this will all have to come undone. A triangle trying to squeeze through a circle. She tried to blunt me, so I fear. Doesn't that sound familiar? Doesn't that hit too close to home? Doesn't that make you shiver? The way things could have gone. Doesn't it feel peculiar? But everyone wants a little more. And so that I do remember to never go that far. Could you leave me with a scar? I think I realized just in time, although my old self, it was hard to find. You can bathe me in your finest wine, but I'll never give you mine, cause I'm a little bit tired of fearing that I'll be the bad fruit that nobody buys. Well, damn, I did you think we'd all dream the same? And doesn't that sound familiar? Doesn't that hit too close to home? Doesn't that make you shiver? The way things could have gone. Doesn't it feel peculiar when everyone wants to leave and mourn? So that I do remember to never go that far. Could you leave me with a scar? Could you leave me with a scar?
And that song is Scar from Missy Higgins, who's playing live for us today on the cafe. You know, Missy, it's easy to kind of take this interpretation, I think, from hearing that song. But I thought it was always kind of about personal relationships, but I understand it has a little bit to do with the music business.
It does. I mean, yeah, there were more business relationships than personal relationships.
Sort of how I know with a young performer, people try to tell you what is best for you, and that must be frustrating in a lot of ways.
It is, and I think there's quite a lot of people in the music industry that will really try and take advantage of you and try and mold you into something that they want you to be or something that they think would suit you the best rather than, you know, what you want to be.
Hmm. Did anybody ever tell you, oh, you should lose your accent?
Well, no one said it that straight to me, but,
right.
You know, I've had little things like my producer, John Porter, thought it was very funny. He used to kind of tease me about it. Could you leave me with a scar? He always just, like, used to take me off, and I thought that was a very subtle way of saying that, you know, it's a bit bit distracting.
Oh, no, I think it's actually part of the most endearing part of it. It's great. Now, you're playing with Josh Cunningham, who fans of the World Cafe know from the Waifs, who... Now, the Waifs weren't from Melbourne, where you're from, but Melbourne seems to be kind of a good place to make music nowadays. Is that so?
Yeah, definitely. I think, I don't know, my opinion is that it's so cold that people stay inside and have to find something creative to do, so they make music or do a painting or something, and I chose music. But no, I think there's a really good kind of underground art scene there. There's a lot of really cool, like, music venues and pubs, and, you know, it's just a city that really supports local music.
Missy Higgins is our guest, and we're hearing tunes that are on the new album, The Sound of White, and what do you want to do next?
Well, the special two.
Oh, okay. What's the story about this one?
Well, it's just a song that I wrote when I was going through a very dark few days. I disappointed someone that I really, really loved and that was really special to me, and kind of locked myself in my room and didn't really come out until I'd written this song, which was a very cathartic experience for me because I felt a lot better, and I gave it to this person as an apology.
Did it work?
Yes, it did.
Excellent.
Eventually. I have hardly been outside my room in days, cause I don't feel that I deserve the sunshine's rays. The darkness helped until the whiskey wore away, and it was then I realized that the conscience never fades. When you're young, you have this image of your life, that you'll be scrupulous and one day even make a wife. And you make boundaries that you'd never dreamed to cross. Then if you happen to, you wake completely lost. But I will fight for you, be
is sure that I will fight to wear the special two once again. And we will only need each other, we'll bleed together. Our hands will not be taught to need another's, wear the special two. And we could only see each other, we'll bleed together. These arms will not be taught to need another, 'cause we're the special two. I remember someone old once said to me that lies will lock you up, with truth the only key. But I was comfortable and warm inside my shell, and I couldn't see this place could soon become my hell. So is it better to tell and hurt, or lie to save their face? Oh, well, I guess the answer is just don't do it in the first place. I know I'm not deserving of your trust from you right now. Oh, but if by chance you change your mind, you know I will not let you down, 'cause we were the special two, and we'll be. Outside my mind's eyes for a minute, and I look over me like a doctor looking for disease or something that could ease the pain. But nothing cures the hurt of you you bring on by yourself. Just remembering how we were. The special two.
Great song, Special Two. Missy Higgins is playing live for us, and that's another one from the Sound of White. So how's it going for writing now that you're kind of in this whirlwind music biz world? Is it you keeping it up?
I am. It's harder though because, you know, I've got less free time to, you know, delve into my creative side. But I, you know, I try to write whenever possible. It's strange though because my head's changed a bit since I've got a record deal, because before I was just writing songs for myself and just never expected anyone to hear them. Never really kind of wanted anyone to hear them. And now I've kind of got it in the back of my head that eventually people are going to be hearing this, you know, and judging it, and it's kind of hard to get around that.
I can totally understand that. Missy, thanks a lot for playing live for us.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks to Josh Cunningham, Missy Higgins, our guest, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe. Thanks again to our guest, Missy Higgins. That debut album, The Sound of White, is available where else but at our World Cafe CD store on your web browser at worldcafecds.com, where you can also pick up editions of our Live at the World Cafe CDs.